Hello everyone, welcome on Bronley Radio. Listen to the second podcast of our series in partnership with the Romanian National Radio. We were part of the European Union in the projects of our territory. Today, the Erasmus program. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to Radio Bronley. Here with Mathis, Luna and Kilian. Today we are going to talk about the role of Europe in our education. Everybody knows about Erasmus, but do you really know what it consists in?
Erasmus is a European organism created by a young student named Sofia Corradi in 1987. The organism contributes to financial projects and eases administrative procedures. For instance, to travel with this organism, Erasmus can give a scholarship of a certain amount, depending on the country you are going to. At the beginning, Erasmus sent 2,200 students abroad. They were from all social classes from 11 different European countries. In 2024, there are now more than 50 million students coming from 33 countries. 27 of these countries are in the European Union, and more such as Iceland, Liechtenstein, Northern Macedonia, Serbia and Turkey. Erasmus's name comes from a Dutch scholar called Erasm, who traveled all the way through Europe in the 15th century. We are waiting for the labeling for our high school in order for the students to go traveling through exchange programs. Meanwhile, Europe is participating to the functioning of our high school from the region or associations. Europe has been involved in the renovation of our premises and in the replacement of the hardware.
To continue this podcast, we got the chance to have the testimony of a former student named Manon about her Erasmus experience. Here is what she said.
So, for Manon, it all started with a discovery of the Euro class, where she first learned about Erasmus in her second year of high school. She was motivated and joined Erasmus in order to improve her English to a good level and to discover new cultures. She participated in Erasmus Plus at a major university, where there were several projects and opportunities for humanitarian projects as well. But of course, it cost more. She started Erasmus in high school and carried on during university, but only for short periods. Thanks to this, she was able to travel to countries like Greece, Poland, Russia, Germany, Finland, and Denmark. She didn't benefit from a scholarship. However, for those who benefit from it, the higher the scholarship is, the less they pay. There is also a pen pal there who helps with any potential problems she might have. To sum up her experience, she made good connections as well as many new ones. It was a good experience that helped her grow, gain maturity, and broaden her horizons.
Thanks a lot to Manon for letting us use her testimony, and thanks a lot to you for listening to us. Now you know what Erasmus is and its origin. See you soon to discover other subjects on the Bronley podcast.
Thanks to our journalists of the day and to their partners. Thank you all in the audience and hope to find in another podcast.